see all these things happening, and it's the news cycle is faster and faster all the time. It's like it moves at a speed that you can not really keep up with. And they flood the information zone with so much debris. It's like, what do you listen to? Who do you focus on? What's right? What's wrong? It's all by design. Anna Mu is a member of the new federal state of China, joining me here again today. Anna, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Steve.
And lots of this chaos, Anna's put out there by the Chinese Communist Party. It's all by design. Much of what we see, anyhow, it's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. It's put there intentionally, and it's put there intentionally to trip up the United States, to knock down America, isn't it?
That is right. That is what we have seen in the past, and it is also happening right now on site.
So we have this this plan put forth called the 3F plan of the CCP. Tell me what that is.
Of course, that is where we'll get started today. So the 3F plan is a plan that is being created by the CCP. And years back, as shared by the whistleblower movement, the New Federal State of China, it is a goal of the Chinese Communist Party to create chaos, the weakness, the destruction to the United States. So that is what the 3F stands for. And so it means to create all these things that you will see in the United States, that is having the chaos, having the destruction, and find the weakness within this country and then target on purpose. So that is the 3F plan. So that is what has been happening right now. And if we talk about the newest updates, we will see how and in what ways they have implemented the 3F plans to harm the United States. Now, so recently we have seen, and also as shared as in the last year, a big topic and a really big focus of the Americans is, we know that the fentanyl is the leading cause of death in Americans between the 18 years old and the 40 to the 45s. So it is actually outnumbered by heart attack or car accidents or even COVID-19 as shared last year. So now, if we look at the most recent updates, we have the law enforcement agencies from Maine to California saying there are wealthy Chinese investors and many suspects of the Communist Party officials are teaming up with Asian criminal organizations to take over the illicit marijuana trade in the United States.
Right.
And they are generating enormous profits there.
Let me ask you about something else that I read about that seems to fit into this overall scheme, if you will. It's a Chinese gang that, I think the snakehead, I think is the word that I read. You correct me if I'm wrong. Working in conjunction with the Mexican drug cartels to traffic people, to traffic fentanyl, to traffic anything they can to make that profit, that are operating at the border and going back and forth inside the United States, which would tie in nicely to the number of military-age Chinese men that have come into the country illegally. Is there something to that component of Chinese gangs working in cooperation with Mexican drug lords?
That is absolutely the case. So what we can share here is, unfortunately, the open border policy of the United States is allowing the Mexican drug cartels to easily smuggle fentanyl from Mexico to the United States. So the CP is a root cause of the fentanyl epidemic in the United States, as we know. And they provided drug cartels with the raw materials for fentanyl and other drugs. So not just fentanyl is one of them, there's also other drugs, and making the drug cartels rich and powerful. So many of the instances of the drug trafficking, if you look back in history, can go or tracking back towards the times of Mao, and where the CCP labs have been making for decades now. So, you know, it's the NFSC has revealed the truth of fentanyl in 2019, and even way back then, even in 2017, that fentanyl is the Chinese Communist Party's unrestricted chemical warfare towards the United States. And by having this weakness of the borders, the openness over there, is you can say the fentanyl is created by POA to target Americans and to weaken the Americans to then destroy America. So that is the conclusion that we can draw up over there. And yes, they have been providing a lot of the precursor chemicals there. Yeah.
Right. So the precursor chemicals come from China. They're combined in Mexico. They're brought over the border and spread around America. It's poison. 125,000 Americans will die this year. Give or take 350 to 400 will die today from fentanyl poisoning in this country. We do nothing about it. We leave the border open. It's inexcusable for the leadership of this country, if you want to even call it leadership. But I guess the point, the takeaway I take here, Anna, whether it's the Chinese building a blue water navy and investing their money into the military there, whether it's bringing in illegals to do whatever they do from the mainland China to come into our country, whether it's drug trafficking or something more nefarious, it's attacking America by funding Iran, and then those proxy dollars go out and create terrorist organizations like Hezbollah and the Houthis, and it all flows. It's all interconnected, and it all has one goal in mind, and that is to take down America. Plus, there's Chinese dollars flowing in that these politicians get, that these social media companies get, that people in America get to look the other way. And it's all designed, again, to do one thing, and that's bring down America. Where do we go from here?
Well, you have brought up the point, and you have also mentioned it just then, which is we have actually exposed the countermeasures for the CCP 3 of plans, the way that we can counter this. So the first thing is actually to follow the money. So where did the money go? For what reasons was the money used? And also, who controlled the follow of the money? So that is the first one. The second one also is to follow the sexual relationships and the DNA maps, which means it all relates towards the sexual bribery, the blackmails. So following up would help to draw the whole picture when we look at the CCP's 3F plan. Now, the most important thing is here actually follow up with the information, with the intel released by the new federal state of China. And for that point, we can then look at what is happening behind the scenes, and then we can make a better countermeasure, a better discussion, a better target for what the CCP has put us for us in the United States. So, you know, when we talk about, as you have discussed as well, Steve, it is all about what they have put up. So even if we use fentanyl as an example, right, it is a problem right now. But as long as the CCP exists, later on, time has changed. They can change the name. They can change to another drug, whatever it is, trafficked towards the United States to harm the people. But the problem is still not solved. It's just in another form and in any other aspects as well. So we've got to look at the root of the problem here, and we've got to have the 3F countermeasures, which is follow the money, follow the sexual relationship, and also follow up with the new intels here. Thank you.
Follow the money. That's number one on your list, as it always is. Anna Mao, thank you for being here. Look, the threat from China, it's not getting less, my friends. It's getting more every day, as Anna aptly points out. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Always my pleasure.
Greatly appreciate it. All right. Remember, you can always find out more and follow us at SteveGruber.com. You can listen live at SteveGruber.com. You can follow us live on X. Maybe you call it Twitter. You can do that live streaming every day now. So we're trying to give you more options every single day. And don't forget Free for All Friday tomorrow, post State of the Union. I'll be taking your calls from all over the country, all over the world, if you can get through. It'll happen right here on the Steve Gruber Show tomorrow, Free for All Friday. Don't miss it. I'll be back. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Online betting can be fun.
Wow, it's great today.
It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall.
Oh no! You gotta turn around! Start paddling!
For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.